like Castro?
I like Castro.
Why you like Castro?
Why I like him?
Yeah.
Because he is running his country. He's running his country, and nobody's telling him what to do. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's telling him what to do. Nobody has no right to take that man's country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, that's before he took his country over, it was run by people that were just part of him all the time. They took over his whole country. They had bars, they had drugs, and they were just little poor peoples. They were working for them like peasants, you know, working for the rich people. So he decided to run them all out of there and took over his country. But see, by him being just a peasant, to take over Cuba from the people, the powerful people, that's why they're angry. Because say a little peasant can come and take his country back from powerful peoples like that. You understand what I'm saying? That's why they're angry at him. He hasn't did anything to hurt those people. But can you imagine me, if I was, had a country, just a poor black maid had a country, you know, didn't have a country, and I decided to go into New York and figure out a way to take over New York for myself. What would the people think? What would the rich people think?
They have a fit.
They'd have a fit. They are angry with him because he had the smarts to take his country from them. He did, you know that. He swooped out on them, honey, when they was parting back. You saw that, right? Right?
Yep.
Right? And who was they? Little people like poor peoples, poor little peasants. You know, did you see how that picture, what they made, where when they took it over, the guys that was waiters and things, run around serving these rich people,
mm-hmm.
All of a sudden they dropped the trays and guns came up.
Mm-hmm.
They have been serving these people all their lives as servants, right? Did you see how they were living over there?
No, I know. See, now that's the thing. It's just like, you remember the Bay of Pigs?
Right.
Remember everybody was scared, right?
Right.
All right, so wait. So with that, how did you feel when that was going on? What did you think?
The Bay of Pigs?
When you saw that we were getting ready to invade Cuba, it was going to be a big fight.
Right. Right.
So what were people in New York thinking? What were black folks thinking?
They were for it.
They were for it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he was an underdog. He was an underdog. Okay.
So everybody was rooting for him.
Right. Exactly. What do you think? No, but ask yourself, what you think?
Oh, no doubt. Absolutely. I'm for that.
Government can do for you what? What we want these people to do for us with money.
Mm-hmm.
We can help ourselves. We don't need people to give us anything. There's a lot of people right here who got enough money that can take care of ourselves. The churches, the athletes. These athletes with all this money, they could invest in the young people's future. You understand? We run around talking about we want government to put us on a program to do this and do that. Government don't have to do that. The few people that got, the black people that's got money, would invest. They are investing. You know, they are investing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Anyway, but they could do more.
Mm-hmm.
The churches take up a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
right? They could have schools for themselves. They don't need the government to have no program, pay out all this money. And you know something? When they do, when you have a program, and you know about this program, when you have a program, the government give people's money to train you. That money don't train you anyway. The people that get the money in their hand,
they waste it.
Now, say like the government will give it to somebody. Now he don't do a damn thing. He would take that money and give it to a second person to hire people to set up the program. Now the people that set up the program, they get a little bit of the money. Most of the money is in the guy's hand that they first gave it to.
Right.
You understand? Am I right around here?
Right.
You've been through the program.
Yeah,
and the guys that, you know who gets little of the money? The guys that teach you.
Right.
Your teachers.
Teachers don't get no money.
They don't get but just a small bit. But the people that hide them get a big piece. And the people that hide him,
they get a bigger piece.
Get it all.
Right.
See, it's three peoples. Peoples that gets the money from government, they would give him like so much money. Like this town of Mariner gets a certain amount of money from the government for the town, right? Mm. So what are you going to do with that money? We're going to take that money, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do this. Okay. The person that get that money in his hand, he banks it. Okay. Then he will go out, say, I got the money in my hand, I'm going to bank it. Now I want you, Peggy, to go and find somebody to can bring this program together. Okay.
Cheaply.
He may not tell him cheaply. I want you to go out and find some people that can do this. Like the, you know, teach some things. Now, that's your job. Now you gonna go out and find the teachers to do this. Now he paid you to do that. Okay? Then you gotta pay the people that's gonna train you for this program. The people that train in the program don't get very much money. Them two first two guys get the money. They don't always use that money. You understand what I'm saying? And then at the end you may not learn nothing on this goddamn program that you're in. Right? Because a lot of these teachers are not capable of teaching you. But they get the money. So like Marcia went to school twice up in the Monroe thing. Mm-hmm. The government gave a check to her with her name on it to go to the school. She signed a check over to the Monroe school. The Monroe taught her. She didn't know nothing in there, okay? She went through a second term. I was bragging to Mr. Weinstein about this. Mr. Weinstein said, Martha, she wasn't going to pay that government that money. I said, no. She's, he said, listen to me. One day, she's going to have to pay the government for that money. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
$3,000, okay? Last year, Marcia had to pay it. One time. I know she told you that, didn't she? Yes. She got her tax money last year, not this year. For the school kids, they took every penny. $3,000. They took it all. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? These programs and things, people feel like, oh, we're getting something. We don't got to get it. And this thing, they used to have this where, you know, the black peoples get their performing action. Mm-hmm. We don't need performing action. We don't need that. We don't need that, this shit, that, because you black, you gonna get a job for the white man. It make you stupid. Because it's saying to you, we're gonna give you this job because you black. Okay? You're smart, maybe smarter than a white man anyway. So why put that labor on you? And the white man will get mad because you got the job, he didn't get it. But there's a lot of black people are very, very smart. But white people don't realize that. They're smarter than a lot of these white people. But they don't really realize it. They don't even realize. You don't need a former action. Right now, Peg, I could have been a millionaire a long time ago. It was what I choose not to be. I did not want to go that route. I did not. I'm telling you right now, my field is just like cleaning. That's all. Cleaning. Cleaning the house and things. I was offered a job in the Federal Reserve Bank as a cleaning woman. And when I walked in there, I was about 22 years old. They said they wasn't hiring anybody. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but if you're not hiring anybody, what's the ad done in the paper?
Mm-hmm.
Don't say, when we put the ads in, it runs so many days. So a man walked in, and he said, what's the matter? Because I was really like,
upset.
Challenge her. No, I was challenging her. She said, oh, this lady is answering our ad that we had in the paper, and I told her that we didn't have any jobs. And I said, who's he? She said, he's the boss. I said, yeah, will you tell me how come your ad is still in the paper? I said, I had to buy this job, you know. I said, I went to agent, I had to buy this job. I said, if you'd have took it out of the paper, then I would have my $18 in my pocket. So he said to her, well, I tell you what, let her make out an application. And if we have an opening, we'll call her. So they were trying to bull me.
Mm.
So she gave me the application, I made it out. And then she says, well, take it in at him. So I went into him and he looked at it. He says, I see you don't have any experience in office cleaning. And I said, why do I need an experience? I didn't put the experience on there. I don't have experience. Why do I have to have experience just to clean office? He said, because that's our policy. I said, your policy is just to clean, you're cleaning person, and you got to have an experience to clean office. He said, yes. And I was sitting in a chair across from him on his desk. I said, all right, let me explain something to you. I said, I'm sitting in my chair, right? I said, just say, I'm going to clean this office. He looked at me. I said, I know you got something around here like a cot that you have cleaning things on, right? I said, now the first thing I would do when I come into this office, I said, I would dump your paper basket. Next thing would be your ashtray, right? I said, then I would get out a carpet sweeper and I would do the floor, the rug. I said, you know why I would do rug before I did my dusting? He said, no. I said, because if I dust before I run the carpet sweeper, you have dust come back onto the furniture because the carpet would kick up dust. I said, first, you want a carpet. Sweep the carpet floor before you do the furniture. I said, then I would do all the furniture. Then, I said, on the windowsills, though, you should have something like a damp rag mixed with furniture polish to do the windowsills with. Right? I said, now when the sun comes up, if you sit here, look across at the windowsill over there, you will see the dust if you swept the floor last. And he just sunk in his seat. He looked at me. This is the first time I ever had my office clean, and you didn't move your chair. Move from your chair. I says, so I don't understand why you have to have experience. I sit there in my chair and clean your office. And he looked at me, he said, that's our policy. He said, but I'm going to talk to the people that own the building, and I will get back to you. Right? 3 days later, I had a job. You know why they didn't want me there? Because they only had like German ladies and Italian ladies been there for a long time, and like maybe somebody died. They
need to fill in a slot.
But they wasn't gonna fill it with no black person. Because the doorman told me when I walked through that, you know, I don't know if you've been to that building now. There's a doorman there. He asked me what I want because like I was gonna steal something when I walked through the door. He was like, he didn't want me to come in. I showed him an ad in the paper. He said, dang, I didn't know they looked at anybody. Then he showed me the service elevator. When I got the service elevator, he told me the same thing. And I had to show him the paper. He was like, they're not hiring you. They're not going to hire you. Like, it was simple. The same thing. You are not going to be hired. 3 days later, I got the paper. Got the job. But I didn't go back. Because I got to thinking that he was going to hire me, so I packed my two kids and went back to Ohio. You know what I mean? Because I needed a job, desperately needed a job. I had left Harry in Ohio, and if I won't get no job, the little money I had, I hightailed it back to Ohio. Okay? I never took a job. A big mistake, Pat. You know, I was about 22 years old. Can you imagine? If I would have took that job, can you imagine?
We stayed there that long, it's a federal government job too?
Can you imagine what I would have retired with?
As a federal employee?
Exactly. 22 years old. Now I am 77. I could retire maybe back in my 60s. I would retire with a good pension. Walked away from. I worked for 3 millionaires.